Hello, and thanks for joining us. I'm Carol Fliwa, features writer for SearchStores.com. My guest today, Russ Bellows, is a senior partner at the Evaluator Group. Russ will be speaking with us about purpose-built archiving appliances. In other words, appliances intended exclusively for the purpose of archiving. Russ, what are the key defining characteristics of an archiving appliance?
Good morning, Carol. So archiving is a topic that's received continuing attention, and for good reason, because it can be a large part of the overall cost of maintaining and managing your data. So in terms of the defining characteristics for an appliance, archiving can be accomplished by a couple of different methods. Typically, it was done originally through the use of software, but more recently, appliances have come to pass that incorporate software and hardware, and they also, in many cases, include regulatory compliant features such as WORM, or write once, read many, locks, and file retention periods on a per-file basis. Some of the other features that they can include would include things like drive spin down, and that's also known as MAID. That's a very desirable feature in order to keep costs down as you're storing and maintaining data over long periods of time.
Can you describe the different types of archiving appliances that are available to corporate IT shops?
Sure. So when it comes to archiving appliances, there's really sort of two main categories. The first category are those that include those compliance features that I was talking about, WORM locks, file retention periods on a per-file basis. And then others would be more broadly defined as an archiving appliance in the fact that they have a way to manage and store data cost-effectively over a long period of time. And these appliances have really come to pass with SATA drives becoming used in the enterprise. So SATA drives enabled a much more cost-effective way to store large amounts of data on disk. Until then, the only way to do it cost-effectively was on tape, which provided a big problem when people needed to get back and access the data relatively quickly because the tape recall times can be so long. So again, just to reiterate, the archiving appliances today, as we've known them, are almost in all cases disk-based, and they may include some type of regulatory compliant features as well.
What are the latest trends in archiving appliances?
Yeah, I would say the first trend really has to be data deduplication. So with the large amounts of data that are involved and the effectiveness of data deduplication recently, everyone either has data deduplication in their appliances or is finding ways to try to apply it. Quite a few of the original appliances had simpler forms of data deduplication known as single instancing or single instance storage, so that if you store multiple copies of the same file, you would actually only store one copy. That's, you know, relatively easy to do data deduplication, but more recently, variable block type of deduplication has been applied. That is a lot more effective. And then another trend I would say is that companies are looking for ways to really incorporate archiving more as a part of their active data management practices. Everyone has known for a while that archiving can save you a lot of money by not having to back up your data constantly. So people are, as data quantities have increased and costs keep going up, people are looking for ways to be more effective. So really people are looking to make archiving a more normal part of their practice. And then I would say, finally, there's also sort of the emergence of more flexible backends. People are looking to try and find ways to use cloud platforms, either public or private platforms, as some means of being able to store and archive data for long term.
And what scenarios or for what types of companies would you recommend an archiving appliance?
Well, I'd say that there's really two factors that can motivate a company to use an archiving appliance. The first is if they have to comply with some regulation or mandate that requires them to maintain data for some period of time. And that's why we saw the emergence of a lot of these appliances about 7-8 years ago, when a lot of the regulations kicked in and people were looking for quick and easy ways to comply with those. But I would say the second motivation is really closer to the origin of archiving, and that, again, is the desire to manage your data effectively. So it's less a factor of size than it is the need and ability to manage your data effectively. And also, if you're under scrutiny for applying or complying with regulations. So those are the two primary motivating factors.
In what scenarios would you advise a user to consider an alternative approach other than an archiving appliance?
Yes, so if you know, the first would be if you don't have to, you know, comply to some regulation, then in other cases there's ways to do archiving more cost effectively. So if there is no regulatory compliant, you don't fall under Sarbanes-Oxley or HIPAA or Gramm-Leach-Bliley or any of the myriad of regulations, and you just want to better manage your data, then you can use some more traditional techniques, which would often include tape as a good mechanism for long-term archiving. Tape is still today by far the most cost-effective long-term solution due to the fact that there's zero cost, very close to zero cost to storing that data for long periods of time. You don't have to pay to power it, whereas with disk-based solutions, you have to maintain disk spinning. So, if you don't have regulatory compliance, there's a lot more flexibility in how you can go about creating an archive.
Is there still confusion in the marketplace about the difference between archiving and backing up data?
Yes, I think there's always been some degree of confusion, and I think that sort of goes back to how these things came to pass. So originally, a backup was a backup copy. So a backup is really a copy of data. And the way archives sort of emerged is people would keep a lot of backups, and then at some point they would choose one and say, okay, that's my archive, which really means that that's sort of a snapshot or a point in time of a copy of the data at some period in time. And that really is the only copy of that data. So an archive is really the primary copy of data, whereas a backup is a secondary copy. But because of the way that it arose with, you know, keeping old backup tapes, the terms kind of got intermingled and confused by many people.
Okay, thanks, Russ. That concludes today's podcast. We appreciate your listening.